Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a little look at Fan Friday today with Jay. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
I think we've got Gary on board on the blue side of things. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Steve. You okay?
Thank you, gents, for your company this morning. Let's start with the derby reaction. We're not going to go in depth on it, but thoughts on a Merseyside derby a week ago. How important for Everton was that, Gary?
From a confidence point of view, it was very important. And obviously, everyone's perceptions for the rest of the season sort of start changing and thinking, you know, things are starting to change on the back of not just that result, but the other results as well. But, you know, if I'm going to be really honest, it was absolutely horrible to watch. And it was a bit, well, dare I say it, like, it was a bit embarrassing, some of the performance. But, you know what, we knew what Sam Allardyce was going to set out to do. And it just so happens it turned out that way.
You weren't his greatest fan when he was appointed. Are you slightly softening to things, Gary?
I am. But when it was first mentioned, I was against it. But as it got closer, before he was actually appointed, I was actually beginning to realise why he needed to be appointed. And I actually said, you know, he's the only person, really, who could do the job that was required because of the position that we were in. And he's come in and proved that now.
He's working his wonders. And, of course, the derby has had an effect on you. And, of course, you got the win at Newcastle after that. For Liverpool, the derby, I think, similarly, has had a psychological effect, hasn't it, Jay?
Yeah, I agree with what Gary's saying there. I mean, although Everton got a point, I thought it was one of the worst ever Everton performances I've ever seen in an Anfield derby game. You know, they came basically to frustrate us, I get that. But, you know, the actual performance was shocking. And we shot ourselves in the foot, really, because you've got to blame the manager. I mean, I know, like, you know, we need to rotate a couple of players, but you don't change half your team because I thought Liverpool lacked cohesion in the game. You know, we didn't create as many opportunities as what we have been doing. You know, the momentum that we had going into the game from the Spartak Moscow win, you know, it's just gone now. You know, basically, you make too many changes and the team seemed out of sync. And I know you can point to incidents with Mane. If he would have squared it right on half-time, it would have been 2-0 game over. You know, Salah had the header, didn't he, just after half-time, which, you know, we pretty much, you know, on another day that had gone in, it would have been over. And Lovren making mistakes, as we know he does time and time again in the box. And it might have been soft, and I could see the reason why Klopp was upset over it. But the facts are, if you put your hands on someone in a box and it goes down, then 9 times out of 10, it's going to be given as a penalty. And as soft as it was a penalty. And then, they took that opportunity and they scored. And it felt like a defeat, really. And then you go into the game against West Brom and obviously the confidence has been dented a bit because of that result against Everton. And we just didn't get going, really. Again, it was a very disjointed performance. And yeah, he played a stronger side. But, you know, the momentum's gone now, Steve.
So there's a hangover from the derby. Even though you put out your... I hate calling them the Fab Four, but even though you put out your four, you know, there is still an effect on the side.
Well, yeah, of course, because you look at Liverpool this season at Anfield. There's been quite a few draws, hasn't he? Because teams come to Anfield and they put, you know, 10 men behind the ball. They play in the banks of four and it's up to Liverpool to break them down. And it just, you know, if you don't get an early goal sometimes, it can be frustrating. And there has been games this season, though, against Southampton and Huddersfield and Maribor in Europe as well, where, you know, we've took our time to get the first goal and then eventually we've ran out comfortable winners 3-0. But there will be occasions, and there's been 5 this season where we've drawn at home. Mm. We've had 9 home games and we've drew 5 of them. It's just not good enough, and we're still struggling to break these teams down who come to defend and sit deep.
Gary, you can see what an influence Wayne Rooney is going to be throughout the course of the season, and particularly under Sam Allardyce. I don't know what the conversation's been between the two of them, but in Wayne, you have got someone now who seems revitalised.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've criticised him for practically all of the season so far. I didn't see what he was giving us, but since Allardyce has come in and he's now playing in a much deeper role, it seems to be his position now. And I think mentally, I don't know what Allardyce has said to him or whether he's put his arm around him, I really don't know, but he's a different player, and he is bringing more to the game for Everton. Now, he's actually he's a key element in the way we've been playing, albeit that it's not what we want to do, but he's actually pulling all his things in the midfield.
This is a great stat from David Prentice in the Echo. Of the 9 league goals that Rooney has headed or clipped in or smashed in, they've come from just 12 shots. That's proper economy, isn't it? That's proper efficiency.
Great conversion percentage. But you can see, you can actually see he's a different player now. It's like all of a sudden he realises how important he is. And I mean, obviously, you know, people were saying, well, if it wasn't for that hat-trick, he wouldn't be up there. But if you take hat-tricks out the game, then all the great players would be right down in the scoring charts. But he is definitely a different player now. And I think we found, whether it by accident or not, we seem to have found the position that he's most effective in, which is a deep-lying midfield role. Because he can find the passes, and his football brain is obviously better than everyone else.
A lot of people got it wrong, including myself. I didn't think he'd be that good. Jay, looking at Liverpool and what they've got ahead, so that their fixture list over the Christmas period, well, you might have said about the last two games that they should have been picking up points from those, but it makes it imperative now that they go through this next run of games and reap some rewards from them.
Well, yeah, that's it now. There's added pressure on these games because, you know, we've just dropped 4 points against two poor sides, and I don't mean that disrespectfully to Everton, but the facts are they have been poor this season, and they were poor in the Derby game too. And when you drop points like that at home, you know, you put massive pressure now on the games coming forward, and it means, you know, the Bournemouth game is a massive game in the sense that we have to get 3 points. And I'd even go as far as to say the Arsenal game just before Christmas, a draw probably would have been acceptable against them if we'd have won them 2 home games. But now, because we've dropped points, you know, we've got to win that one as well for me. And, you know, I've just been saying there about teams coming from Anfield and defending deep, and, you know, quite rightly so, because Liverpool are. If a team wants to come to Anfield and go toe-to-toe with us, then Liverpool are just going to score 3 or 4, aren't they? So the facts are these teams are going to do that, and Liverpool, it's up to Liverpool. The onus is on Liverpool to break them down and win the game, and we're going to have to play Swansea on Boxing Day and Leicester as well, who'll probably do the same against us, because there's no reason to do anything else, is there? Because, you know, you can get something out of the game. Teams know now how to play against Liverpool coming to Anfield. It's as simple as that. And the onus is on Liverpool to sort of, like, solve the puzzle, if you like. And these two away games now before Christmas are massively important that we get both victories.
Yeah, a couple of Christmas stalemates going on, isn't there, in that Christmas week? Oh, it's going to be horrible football. The rotation thing seems to have grabbed a lot of attention. You know, Jurgen Klopp's having fingers pointed at him, and he insists, and probably quite rightly, it's the thing to do. But one of the players he rotated this week was the keeper. Is this the start of a changing of the guard?
Well, there was talk, wasn't it, that Mignolet had a little slight injury from the Derby game, but he did actually say he was available, wasn't he, for the game, and he was only on the bench. And, you know, I've said time and time again on this show, haven't I, that, you know, Simon Mignolet's simply not good enough. And he had a decent season last year, but the fact that remains, he's not good enough anymore. He's made far too many mistakes in his Liverpool career. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, I don't really think Karius is great either, but he's a few years younger, isn't he? So maybe the time is right now to just give him a run of games, see if he can get a build a little bit of confidence. Done all right in the Champions League, to be fair to him. And maybe it is the change that we've needed now in the goalkeeping department.
Just wait and see. On the Everton front, of course, grabbing the headlines today is the young trio that have been handed new contracts. Mason Holgate, Dominic Calvert-Lewin and John Joe Kenny, who've all played a significant part within the team. These three, they're going to be about for some time to come, Gary.
Well, hopefully. You know, the three cracking kids. John Joe Kenny is getting better by the week. I mean, there was big calls for him to come in when Koeman was there, which he ignored. But this kid's getting better by the week. He really is. And, you know, Calvert-Lewin, he's done a great job this season. You know, while his goal record doesn't look like it's fantastic, the amount of running he does for the team, and he's, you know, he's still only a kid. And the potential is there for him to be, you know, a top player in the Premier League for me. For one so young, he's got everything. He's got great attributes to his game. Mason Holgate again, you know, he shouldn't have been dropped. last season when Coleman come back, because he was having a good run at the time, and I think that knocked his confidence. Now, again, whether it be by default, he's found himself back in the side alongside Williams, and he's looking great. So, yeah, for the three of them, absolutely made up with the extension on the contracts.
And that was a problem position centre-half, wasn't it? But actually, it almost looks like it's balanced itself out now.
Absolutely. But, you know, again, the Allardyce effect, you know, Williams looks a totally different player to what he was prior to Allardyce coming in. He was possibly the worst player in the team for me. And now he looks like he's the player that we bought when he was at Swansea, and he was captain in Wales in the European Championships. So it's funny how, you know, something like a change in manager can just have a massive effect confidence-wise on a player.
It's amazing.
But the two of them together, two of them together have been great.
Swung it around, haven't they? Let's get some predictions for the weekend. Bournemouth-Liverpool is Sunday at 4:30, and it's a game that's got a little bit of a rich history of goals there, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I said just then, anything less than a win is unacceptable now. We've got to get 3 points, and, you know, if you look back to last season when we played Bournemouth, it was one of them capitulation jobs that Liverpool have done quite a lot over the years, and, you know, we were 3-1 up, I think it was, with 20 minutes to go, took Sadio Mane off, and we just fell apart and lost 4-3 unbelievably, and it was, you know, ironically, you're saying there about the goalkeeping situation, it was Karius who was the goalkeeper that day, and he made two howlers, didn't he? So he'd probably be out to redeem himself only in this game. And look, you know, Bournemouth are struggling. They're in the bottom three, I think it is now. And, you know, they're not a very good side, but they play football. But, yeah, so that should really be up Liverpool, right up Liverpool's street. And like I say, we've got to win the game. It's as simple as that. Added pressure now because of these two games that at home that we've slipped up in. So there's no reason why we shouldn't go there and win the game either. So, you know, let's see what happens, but it's got to be a 3 points for Liverpool.
What are you thinking?
You know what, I do think we will come back, and, you know, we need the win, and I think they will rise to the challenge, and I think we'll win the game 3-1, Steve.
All right, Monday night football for Everton. Everton, Swansea, who literally can't pick a point up for love nor money, Gary. You surely have to win this.
You'd expect so, Steve. I'd expect a victory. You know, football, as we all know, just always comes back to smack you in the face, doesn't it? But, you know, the way things are going at the moment, the confidence is high. I'd expect 3 points, and I'd probably go 2-0.
Brilliant stuff. Boys, thank you very much indeed. Jay, Gary, enjoy your footy.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.